You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know, we keep seeing and reading these reports that Russ may want to play somewhere else.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We have no intention of making any move there.
What will the Denver Broncos do with Aaron Rodgers not coming? How does trading for Russell Wilson sound? That's what just happened.
Wow.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Earlier on the show,
NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero.
Coming up,
former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman. Pro Football Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith. Host of HBO's Game Theory, Bomani Jones. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Tom Pelissero, my colleague from the NFL Media Group, in hour number one about the genesis of the Russell Wilson trade from Seattle to Denver, what Seattle's plans at quarterback now are, why this happened now, what happened between Russ and the Seahawks that caused the trade to occur at all, Denver's plans. It was just great. Soup to nuts. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all that you may have missed. Hour three, Bomani Jones is going to be joining us. Emmitt Smith, Pro Football Hall of Famer, first ballot guy. He will be joining us. You at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. But in terms of some insight on as to what happens for trades like this and how they do come about and how they are executed, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line, former general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, whose first draft, if I'm not mistaken, was the draft in which Russell Wilson was taken when he drafted Matt Khalil and Harrison Smith in the first round for the Minnesota Vikings. Joining us here is Rick Spielman. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for asking. And before we get started, if I can get two quick points out of the way.
Go for it.
First time in my career, I watched the combine from my couch and watched the broadcast and everything. But the thing that I was looking forward to the most was you running the 40.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, your agent told you to hold out this year.
Well, I'm going to do it at my pro day, Rick.
So I didn't know if there was an announcement on when your pro day was or when that was going to be, but it was the first only time you're going to have all the decision makers under one roof.
I know that.
To see the Rich Eisen 40.
I know that.
And that's,
I know that, Rick. I know. But I'm gonna do it next month. I'm doing it next month here in Los Angeles, trying to raise as much money as possible by inviting as many people in. Because this just in, Rick, unless you may not know, the combine is kind of a closed event, and it's not easy to get people into that building. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. On a serious note, it's a great cause, and you've done great work in that area. And the other point that I'd really like to make is I thought it was a brilliant idea on Mike McDaniel and the cliche caper on the head coach's talk with it is what it is. I don't have a crystal ball.
Right.
Only players we're going to talk about are the players here today.
Right.
But I was disappointed, and I thought maybe I could give you a few tips on maybe cliches if you have a front office person.
Oh. Look at you, Rick Spielman, coming with.
Yeah, you were very, very not all-inclusive at that event.
All right, now hold on a second. Hold on a minute. So you can't tell me that you've never used those cliches, because you've definitely. I'm only talking about the guys
cliches,
that are here.
And I wanted to share them with you.
Okay.
So if you have someone down the road that if you ever want to use these.
Okay.
The first one would be We will stay true to our board and take best player available.
Okay, that's a good one.
The other one would be this player checks all the boxes.
Yes, I like it. What else you got?
The next one, I know we're $150 million over the salary cap, but we still want to sign all our players back.
Okay, great. Well, that's just a falsehood, right? That's just false. That can't be true.
The last one, that's the most important one,
yes,
is if you hear anyone, head coach or front office person, say, we have no intent or intention of trading this player, that is the kiss of death. That player is gone.
Rick Spielman.
What a boy.
Wow, out of the gate.
Wow, tremendous.
All of us are just giving you a clap. Good answers.
Well, it was funny when I was reading through the clips and I saw Pete Carroll say that. And I was like, I remember back when I was asked that question on Percy Harvin. And the exact quote I used was, we have no intent on trading Percy. And ended up trading him to Seattle a couple weeks later.
So then let's get into it. Did you have, like, so what does that mean, no intention? Why is no intention that smoke signal? What is that?
Well, because
smoke screen.
You technically may have no intent to do that, but all of a sudden you get a deal in place or you continue to work on a deal. I was very careful a couple years ago. I didn't want to use the word intent when we ended up trading Stephon Diggs to Buffalo. So I put it and phrased it in a different way. But what made me think about all this was when you did the cliche caper on Coach's Talk. Just when I listened to all these press conferences, I was trying to read between the lines of what they were actually saying. And the one that really popped out was when I heard Coach Carroll say that about Russell Wilson.
And ironically enough, Rick, he was saying that as Mike McDaniel at the very next podium to Pete's right was sticking the triple Lindy of coaching cliches for me. Rick Spielman here on the Rich Eisen Show, former Vikings general manager. So when Pete Carroll said we have no intention to trade, is that also potentially telling George Payton what you're offering is not enough? Could that possibly be something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes behind the scenes, you know, and I've been involved in a lot of trades, a lot of big trades, and I was very, as you know, I'm very close with George Payton. We worked together for over 20 plus years, and we did a lot of deals when he was in not only Miami, but in Minnesota with me, and just what's going on behind the scenes. And a lot of times, if you're saying that, there's probably not a resolution on what the compensation will be, but it doesn't mean that you're not talking, because if that trade does not happen, and then you could always come back and fall on, yeah, we didn't have any intent to trade him, but no one knows what was taking place behind the scenes.
So what do you think of the compensation that Seattle received? You know, there's always the who won the trade conversation. I'll place that in front of you, Rick Spielman.
Well, people can talk about it now, but you won't truly understand what that trade meant. Like, one of the biggest trades we did when I was in Minnesota was the Jaren Allen trade, you know, and that ended up working well for us, because Jared Allen came in and had a great career. Hopefully he'll get into the Hall of Fame someday. He was one of the all-time best defensive ends in Minnesota Viking history, in my opinion. You know, you look at when we were able to trade Stephon Diggs, and Buffalo got a great player. That was a very hard decision that we had to make, but we were fortunate enough to recover in the draft and get a Justin Jefferson. So it worked out well for both sides. So I think is what will happen is you'll have to wait and see how much Russell Wilson elevates the Denver Broncos, you know, because they play in a very tough division with a lot of great quarterbacks in that division. Will he elevate them, get them into the playoffs, and get them to eventually, you do a trade like that because you're doing it to win a Super Bowl. But also Seattle, they have to have a plan in place. So what are they going to do at quarterback right now? Do they fall in love with potentially one of those guys at the combine that are coming out in the draft this year? There are so much speculation out there, especially from a media perspective. Well, this isn't a strong class. This isn't this. This isn't that. But on the inside, I know a lot of teams have spent a lot of time with those quarterbacks on board work, on personality, on character traits, on psychological testing. And you watch as this goes along that one of these quarterbacks or a couple of these quarterbacks are going to come up and start, you know, rising up people's draft boards, especially if they fall in love with them after they go through all these pro days and all the other due diligence they'll do on these guys. And finally, I would say the other point is, you know, what's going to happen with the quarterbacks out there now, and our teams think that, hey, none of these quarterbacks are going to fill what we need, and we're going to have to go out and get an aggressive to get a Jimmy Garoppolo, or depending on what happens with the Deshaun Watson situation. And let's say, you know, all of a sudden some of this legal issues start coming to light, so you actually know what you're going to be dealing with. But teams have to have a quarterback. So when you make a trade like a Russell Wilson, who's such a great player, Denver got a great quarterback that they're expecting them not to get to the playoffs, but eventually get them to the Super Bowl. But I'm sure Seattle has a plan in place as well on what their next step is at that position.
Rick Spielman, former Vikings general manager from 2012 to last year, joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show. So do you call Bobby Wagner now, 5 minutes ago? Like, how does that work? How does that work, Rick? Like, you know, you're hearing he's not a scheme fit. This team's already handled an inside linebacker. Even if you had a great inside linebacker, wouldn't you call him, like, literally right now? 5 minutes ago?
Well, literally, yeah. I thought you wanted me to call him to see if he'd come on the show.
No, I've got bookers for that, Rick. Okay. I'm talking about you as a general manager.
I don't have a job right now, so if you need a booker, let me know.
If you were in a front office, Rick, like when a player of his caliber comes available, like what do you think's happening right now? New league year, conversations open up Monday. Caliber comes up. What happens?
All of a sudden, that has an effect on because technically he's going to be in the free agent market,
right?
And since they released him, people are going to start talking now. But that's adding depth. You know, and I don't know the depth of the linebackers coming out this year in the free agent market. But what teams will do is, can we go out and get a potential Bobby Wagner-type linebacker? Or do we feel comfortable enough that we don't have to fill that need and maybe allocate our resources at other positions that we need? And then we'll fill that with the cheaper labor if we can draft someone potentially in the second, third round or you know, a player like a Micah Parsons, which Dallas did a great job taking last year that had such a major impact. So in those front offices and in those meetings, you are talking about, well, we don't feel that the linebacker class is very strong in the draft, so let's go out and get a Bobby Wagner. Or it may be the opposite. Listen, Bobby Wagner's a great player, but I think we can allocate our resources elsewhere at other positions and then try to fill the need in the draft.
Rick Spielman here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you think the market is for Jordan Love right now, Rick?
Well, that was interesting because I was thinking back, you know, when Green Bay had Aaron Rodgers sitting in the wings when he was behind Brett Favre. And eventually they traded Brett Favre that went to the Jets for a year, and then we were fortunate enough to get Brett Favre in Minnesota with us. But Jordan Love, as you look at it, everybody has their college grades. Everybody scouted him and what they felt, what type of quarterback he was going to be. It's hard right now to say where he is at in his progress as becoming a starting quarterback or how good a quarterback he's going to be. The only ones that know that, technically, are the Green Bay Packers. Because, two preseasons ago, we didn't have a preseason because of the COVID. And last year, you know, went down to three games. So basically, since he's been in the with the Green Bay Packers and have been drafted by Green Bay, you have a couple snaps that you've seen through the preseason, and that was it. And I don't believe he's really had any significant snaps.
Well,
in the
he did. He did have that start this past year when, you know, Rodgers famously did come down with COVID. So I mean, he did have that one start against Kansas City. So there is tape on that. I guess Kansas City would know, but they're not in the market. So what do you think?
No, like, but that's hard to, you know, you're going off of one game,
right?
And you know, when you're looking at that position, there has to be a history behind it because it's hard to judge especially a quarterback off that one game.
Right. So what do you think? Because clearly he's available, and you know, I don't know what your grade was, or if you were not looking at him because you had Cousins locked up like he was, you know, Garrett Cole with all that, you know, guaranteed money. But what do you think?
You know, like, it is four years later, it sure doesn't look like a lot as it does the money's going out today for these positions.
Right. So what do you think the market is? Like Gutekunst gets a phone call, somebody's like they'll bite.
I think it will be depend on the quarterback needy teams and, you know, where does Garoppolo, because you know what Garoppolo is. You have a history with him. Mm-hmm. Does Deshaun Watson get traded? Does Trubisky get him? You know, you've got a pretty good feel of what Trubisky is and what he potentially could be if he gets in another situation. So I think you have some options out there. Winston's still out there as well. So once the pieces start falling in place and these quarterback needy teams make decisions, then you're going to have probably a better idea if Jordan Love is tradable or if Green Bay does want to trade him. But also, it's supply and demand, too. And if teams are going to be more patient and say, well, I want to go look at Malik Wilson, or you want to go get one of these, Sam Howell, one of these quarterbacks in the draft and start fresh with one of them, then they may look at it that way as well.
So would you, let's say, I'll put you in Gutekunst's shoes. Do you call places? Or would you say, you know what, I'm going to hold on to him and make somebody call me?
I would probably sit and be patient and see if anyone calls me because he's cheap labor. He's still under his rookie contract. He's been developed in that system for the last 2 years. If something, God forbid, does happen to Rodgers, do they feel confident enough that they have a player in place that they drafted that can step in and help win ball games if Rodgers is missing games due to an injury or whatever? So you want to make sure that you still have some depth at that position as well. And probably you'd want to just stay patient, because if you want to go out and sign a backup quarterback, I mean, Andy Dalton got $10 million last year, I believe. And how much are these backup quarterbacks making right now? Well, if you feel that you have just as good of a chance to win in this league with Love than you do with one of the potential vet backup quarterbacks, Love's a cheaper price, he's younger, he's healthier, and he's been in our system, let's stay with Love.
Rick Spielman, a few more minutes left with the GM formerly of the Vikings here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I'll just come straight out. What I said yesterday, and I think a lot of people echo it, is the Rodgers staying, that obviously, you know, the places that are most upset about it are Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit, because he's still in the division. And, you know, Detroit has Goff, and they're hoping that he can show maybe this year before they have to make a long-term decision on him that he is the right guy. And Bears hope that Justin Fields is their guy. And then there's Minnesota with Kirk Cousins again. Do you think he can win a Super Bowl there, Rick? Do you?
Because Aaron Rodgers?
No, sir.
just asking me about Aaron
Kirk
Rodgers.
Cousins. Do you think Kirk Cousins can win a Super Bowl there in Minnesota, Rick?
I think he's a very talented quarterback. He has a lot of great qualities around him. I think he's one of the most accurate throwers in the league. You watch some of the tape and some of the throws he makes under pressure. I think some of the other things, he has to have a very strong supporting cast around him. I don't know how the new regime feels about him. I know he has a working relationship with Kevin O'Connell, who I think they work together in Washington, and what that relationship is. So it'll be interesting to see. I know, you know, he's had a lot of very good production. I know last year we lost a lot of games on the last drives, and there's some of the games that in overtime that he made some plays to help us win games. He won a big game a few years ago down in New Orleans in overtime for us. So I think usually these quarterbacks, but everything has to line up and everything has to be not only good for the quarterback, but the team gets hot. You know, you never know in this league. I remember we lost to Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game, and Nick Foles, when Carson Wentz got hurt, struggled a little bit, but he got hot at the right time. They beat us pretty significantly in Philadelphia, went on to win a Super Bowl. with Nick Foles. So you never know. But I do believe that no matter who it is, you have to have everything kind of aligned up, good defense, you know, things going on offense, staying healthy. And who knows what happens?
Well, obviously, look, you know, nobody really gets a mulligan in life, but would you give Cousins the same contract again if you could wave a wand and go back in time? Would you do that?
Well, you know, when we went back and we looked at and we went through that decision-making process, you know, we got to the NFC Championship game with Case Keenum, who had a phenomenal year, and we were one game away from getting to the Super Bowl, which was in our stadium that year. And we felt very strongly that there was very few people that come on the market with Kirk Cousins.
I think Kirk Cousins just pulled the plug on his phone.
I was like, "What just happened?"
Rick didn't really want to answer that question. Would you give him the contract?
You like that?
We don't like that.
Del Tufo. You know, every once in a while, when you're paying attention.
DJ Mikey
hey,
D.
Just answer the phone.
Hold on, he's back on. He's back on.
There you go.
There we go. You there, Rick?
I had no intent on hanging up on you.
Well done. That is fast and quick.
And that's it for the show today. Hey,
there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And
scene.
As you were saying, sorry, you were saying, I was hanging literally on every word you were saying, so... You were saying about Keenum and everything back in the day. So would you give him the same contract again?
Yeah, when we felt very strongly that a Kirk Cousins doesn't come on the open market like that. And he had a very strong market with other teams pursuing him. So we knew we were going to have, if we wanted to land Kirk Cousins, we were going to have to do something beyond what was normally done just because someone like that doesn't come on the open market in free agency. So we felt, as an organization, speaking with our ownership group, our coaches, and all the decision makers in our building, that it was the right move for us at the time.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show. You checked every box, Rick. So thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, it was fun being on.
You bet. We'll chat again soon. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Thank you. Rick Spielman, former Minnesota Vikings general manager. He brought it. He brought it. You know, and I look forward to having him on again. It'll be great. Did you notice the one word that he did not say when I asked him if Kirk Cousins can win a Super Bowl in Minnesota? What's the one word?
He didn't say yes.
That's the word.
Well, the phone went out in his defense.
No. That was in the question of would you give him the contract again? And he pointed out what their thinking was at the time. But that was a very insightful call as well on, hey, you know, and you're going to hear it everywhere. Notice we haven't done it, but I did ask him the question because I knew what the answer was going to be anyway, but I asked it. You're going to hear it. Seattle won the trade. Denver won the trade. You know who's, we don't know who's won the trade yet? Either one of them. Who's Seattle going to draft with these picks? And what's Russell going to do in Denver? If Russell doesn't win a Super Bowl in Denver and they gave up all these picks and Seattle goes off and does its thing, Seattle wins the trade. If Russ wins one Super Bowl in Denver, and doesn't make the playoffs the rest of his tenure there, you know who wins the trade? Denver wins a trade. And you know who also wins a trade? Maybe right now, you could say, win or lose, what Russell Wilson does there? The Bolin family. Why? You know who's up for sale right now? The Broncos. Mm-hmm. Do you know what price just went up? The Broncos. Are the Broncos more valuable today than yesterday? Oh, yes, they are.
Fact.
You want in on the NFL? You want to know the Denver Broncos? Here's the price. $11 gajillion.
It's that saying this going
around. That was, and somebody's like, I've got a check for $11 gajillion right here. Can I buy the Broncos? Well, that was the price when Drew Lock was our quarterback.
Right. There's a saying right now, Rich, yesterday's price isn't today's price.
And that's correct. So in that case, The Broncos have won this trade regardless of what happens. But it's in the general sense of who's won the trade football-wise. Shrug emoji right now. Mercedes-Benz Vans wants to know, when was the last time you thought about your dream? You used to think about it all the time. What happened? I say it's time for you and your dream to get back together. Look, dreams were just made in Denver yesterday and smashed to smithereens in Seattle for a lot of people. But the bottom line is Seattle can get back together with their dreams. All they have to do is get a better roster in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You, however, can just get in one right now and tour around the country, visit friends, family, commune with nature, or start your own business. Because the Mercedes-Benz van we're talking about means innovative safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a five-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. Runs just like your dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter and tell them your dream sent you. Back with more of your phone calls and an Overreaction Wednesday coming up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back here in the Rich Eisen Show, Terrestrial Radio Network. And I say to all of our Terrestrial Radio listeners, you have no idea what the hell we just talked about.
I feel bad.
But go to our YouTube page for that. Parachuting spiders. Ugh.
They came over here in shipping containers.
Okay, shocking. Now I can. Now that's everything. My point.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Gwen in Chicago, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Gwen?
Peter Parker in New York.
What's up, Gwen?
Thanks for catching me on my 24-hour anniversary of being a lifelong Broncos fan. I'm so excited. I was just taking down all my Seahawks stuff. Notice that I still have a signed autograph photo from you, but it's signed to my dead name, so I'm going to need a new autograph photo from you, Rich.
Okay.
I have like a sports take, though, a sports radio take. We were like all up, going crazy for Robert Kraft, keeping that thing together for 20 years with Brady and Belichick. Paul Allen passes sadly, and then that thing goes to rot in 2.5 years. Do you think like lack of ownership might have led to this?
Dude, it's still Russell Wilson, right? I mean, so I don't know if Paul Allen. I mean, what is he doing? Just playing his guitar and
I was saying, like,
going on his yacht.
Back when he took over, Pete Carroll like completely took over.
Look, I do think ownership matters big time. I think ownership matters and a voice matters, but it's still John Schneider shopping for the groceries and Pete Carroll doing whatever he wanted to do, and Russell Wilson still part of the team. Again,
Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner. Why are we getting rid of Bobby Wagner?
Because it does appear that Bobby Wagner, as Tom Pelissero called yesterday, called in first hour, saying that he called yesterday to the Seahawks after they traded Russ and say, if my salary was going to cause you to cut me, then do it now rather than later.
Right,
and again,
I'll say we referring to the Seahawks. And can I give a go Broncos before I hang up and listen?
There you go. There you go. By the way, congratulations. Call us on the 48-hour anniversary of your Bronco fandom. Means we'll talk to you tomorrow. That was a funny opening line. Right, there.
24 hours.
Before we get to Overreaction Monday, again, the one aspect of this trade, ending the era of Russell Wilson in Seattle, the question will be equally as unanswered as why Marshawn didn't get the football. These are two, I guess, two of the biggest questions of the Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson era. One, why didn't Marshawn get the football? Two, why did Russell have to go? Why did Russell want to go? What happened? I don't. Those are two different ways to look at it. Why did Russell want to go? And why did Russell have to go? Why couldn't it be like Aaron Rodgers? Russ is old and gray, and you know, on the RW3 system, playing deep into his 40s. Why not? While his, you know, famous and talented and beautiful wife sits at home and does her work around the globe as well, you know, hangs with the kids and is incredibly successful business-wise. She's doing it. It's like Tom. Like, why couldn't he have been the Tom of this franchise?
Well, Rich, but in Denver.
What I'm saying is, why did it have to end? What happened?
Something happened.
I like the 30 for 30 idea.
And again, you know, Tom basically said it's never just one thing. It's, you know, the relationship with him and Pete were good enough where they were calling each other and talking to each other. It's not like that they're on pay no mind list. So, I don't know. Will we ever find out? Great question. Ask anybody close to the situation and they'll be like, it was just time. You know what? Okay.
I don't think we find out.
I don't know. Have we ever done an overreaction Wednesday? That means Del Tufo, you've got to talk over the drop that's about to play, right? You know that.
No, I don't think I
do. Oh, we don't?
I think we have a Wednesday.
Oh, roll it then. My bad.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Wednesday.
Oh. I was excited for a second. Oh. I thought I was ready.
Wednesday. Do we have one for every day of the week? I shouldn't get too far ahead of myself here, but...
We have the technology.
We're flexible. Christopher.
Here we go.
What do you have?
Here we go, guys. Hey, breaking news. Not sure if you guys heard. Russell Wilson traded to the Seahawks.
Oh, no, the Broncos.
Broncos.
Yes.
From the Seahawks. He went back.
Start again.
Now that he's in Denver, Russ is going to cook at an MVP level without Pete in the offense holding him back.
Well, this will be one of the fascinating aspects of this trade to see what's going on. Russ was cooking at an MVP level.
Was he?
Yes, he was. Remember that a year and a half ago?
Yeah, for the first half of the year.
Yeah, then he broke his finger.
That was 2 years ago.
I mean, last year.
Last year he broke his finger. I mean,
he
was. 2 years ago he was hot and then kind of cooled off.
I don't know. I will say that's an overreaction because Pete Carroll did allow him to cook for half a season. If the concept is he was the one in the kitchen putting the turning the oven off on his quarterback, I do proffer to say there will be fewer runs on third and six. You know, but let's see. It's a whole new world for him. New coach, new world, new situation. You know, it is the first time, though. This is an interesting aspect to this. It is the first time that Russ will be already Russell Wilson for his coach coming in the same way that Roethlisberger had a new lease when Cowher left and Tomlin was there. Maybe that's what Russ needs as well. Like, hey, you're obviously already the man. And you have much more say because we've given all this up for you. Again, we're just buying into narratives that we don't know 100% for sure. But he's in a new spot. I'll say right now that's an overreaction.
All right, guys.
Because it's DK Metcalf walking through the door.
Yeah, but he's got some good receivers there.
True.
Rich.
They've got good receivers.
Good running game.
I got it. Okay.
And he's thrown 96 touchdowns the last three seasons.
Let's see how. So, let's see. Let's see if it's the receivers or it was Drew Lock. We'll see. What else?
Guys, AFC West is going to be pretty good. We got Patrick Mahomes. We got Justin Herbert. We got Russell Wilson. We got Derek Carr. AFC West, best division in football, will have three playoff teams in 2022.
I would say that's not an overreaction. I'll go for that one. Yeah, man.
Who misses the playoffs, though?
Could be Denver.
Yeah.
Could be Denver. Let's see what they look like. Let's see how they put it together. There's a lot of moving parts, wouldn't you say? Let's see.
I'd say for all these
teams. And let's see what Josh McDaniels looks like in Vegas. But I think you'd have to sit here and say it's the Chiefs. And did you see Mike Williams got tagged?
He got re-upped.
Oh, he did. That's right. I mean, he got re-upped for a big-time contract.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
And
which means Keenan Allen could be out the door, potentially.
Chargers have a lot of cap room, so they're going to make moves.
Okay, let's see. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, another story. Not sure if you guys heard about this, but Aaron Rodgers is coming back to Green Bay, announced
that one,
yesterday.
That one I heard.
What is that?
Aaron Rodgers, guys, needs to win another Super Bowl to complete his legacy.
No, he doesn't.
So what's his legacy, then?
To complete is what's his legacy right now? One of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Why? He's got one ring.
If he wants to surpass Bart Starr, then he needs to win more. Yeah. So you're saying his legacy is great quarterback, only won once, or great quarterback, he's up there with two-time Super Bowl winners.
Yeah, it's great quarterback, only won once at the moment.
I don't think he needs to do anything. I think he's already done enough. Now, he could be, and here's the deal, no one's going to beat Brady. What else? So that's the whole legacy question. Are you Brady or Brady Light, or you're not even Eli?
Wow,
is that the way we're going to look at everything right now?
Aaron Rodgers, not Eli.
Got it.
All right, last one, guys, and just because it's March 9th and we haven't done it yet so far at 10:39 Pacific. Tom Brady's coming back. Come on, guys, come back. He's seeing all these quarterbacks and the headlines, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. What about me?
Never say never, but never.
That is definitely part of the question right here, don't you think?
You heard Ian. He's still on the TB12. He's still carrying around the gallon jug of water.
We talked about this morning. You think Tom Brady is going to be like, you know what? I'm done with football. Let's start eating Doritos, eat some pizza. He's going to stay like this for the rest of his life. He can play until he's 55.
Exactly. He's never going to let himself go.
He's not letting himself go.
I have to say, there's all that money out there. And it's not like he does it for money. But everybody's talking about all these guys, and he could beat them all. Malcolm Butler helped him beat one. He just, he did beat another. And Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, right. You heard Brady on the shop. He's like mother beating
Mahomes.
Guys.
He's beating Mahomes.
Like, come on.
He's beating Mahomes.
I don't know.
Josh Allen's become Josh Allen after he left the division.
What's our TB12 heat check today?
TB12 heat check. I'm still sitting at 7. I'm not going to. But it's the north side of. I'm taking the over right now, but just slightly. Still too early. Still too early. Who else's podcast can he go on to start laying it out there? He's done one a month. His own one in March. His own one in February.
Then
Fred Couples in March. Who else? I don't know.
Don Cricky got one?
Don Cricky. Great name. The Don Cricky podcast, everybody. Tom Brady's coming back. That's an odd spot for him to come back on it.
Great.
Good Overreaction Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I like it.
I had a question.
Can you say it after the break?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do that after the break. Let's do that after the break. Hour number three, we've got Emmett coming up, and we've got also Bomani Jones and you, 844-204-RICH. Phone calls coming up.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Callaway Odyssey Putter. I usually don't mind a blade, but, and I'll be honest, do people not like using blade putters? Because what, they like the big mallets now these days?
Yes, I prefer blade putters.
I do too.
Yeah,
me too.
I do. And now we've got a Tri-Hot 5K, folks. Because Odyssey is telling anybody that you're anti-blade. Guess what? This baby has been engineered using multi-material construction to dramatically increase forgiveness. Something called MOI. And at 5,000 MOI, that's where the 5K comes in with the Tri-Hot 5K. The kind of forgiveness that you'd expect from a mallet is now delivered in a blade. Tri-Hot 5K comes in classic blade shapes as well as more oversized models like double wide and triple wide. And each one comes with the legendary white hot insert. Yep, the most popular insert ever is back with its original feel, sound, and performance. With the Odyssey Tri-Hot 5K, the days of sacrificing performance to play a blade are over because it's truly a blade unlike any other. See the Tri-Hot 5K lineup at odysseygolf.com. You were asking a question going to break. You're like, can I ask a question?
Getting back to the overreaction thing when Chris asked about does Aaron Rodgers need to win another Super Bowl. So you mean to say that if he goes on and he completes his contract and he finishes with 22 years in the NFL and he only has one Super Bowl that no one will look at him differently?
Yeah, they'll look at him as a disappointment.
Let me tell you that, the difference. Okay,
because we constantly say that like you have to win Super Bowls to be considered upper echelon.
Guys,
great.
Guys, I every year I see him at the combine. You'll see him at the Super Bowl every now and then. Dan Marino, I don't know of a single soul that looks at him and says, you know what, he's not one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but
he made the NFL 100 all-time team.
We know Dan Marino is excellent, but when we do our Mount Rushmores and things of that, people do not put Dan Marino. He is not one of the, and Carson, I brought him as breaking news, I think. We'll get back to this.
Okay,
I think
what
is more important.
Well, okay, what do you got? We got breaking news?
Oh, baby. 42 seconds ago from Adam Schefter.
I'll let you do it, Chris.
The Colts are trading Carson Wentz to the Washington football team.
Or the Commanders.
The Commanders for a package of picks that is thought to include 2 third-rounders.
I thought that was important that we get that in there.
2 third-rounders. Okay. Here we are live again.
Sorry, TJ.
Talking about,
I broke it, so it's fine.
No. Yeah. So here we are live again talking about something that just happened involving a quarterback. Carson Wentz is being traded by Indianapolis to the Washington Commanders for 2 third-rounders.
So now we have a job opening.
So now it's going to be so the second overall pick once upon a time is now a twice traded quarterback, and he's back in the NFC East. So Wentz at Eagles is coming as a divisional game. Eagles at Wentz, Hurts versus Wentz, which will be fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know. If when Hurts plays Wentz, can we just have Nate Sudfeld flip the coin? Just for old time's sake, just come on it. Yeah, just bench one of them in the fourth quarter. So look, man, Carson Wentz had the ideal spot. Carson Wentz had the ideal spot for himself at Indianapolis, Frank Reich as his coach, and one of the best running backs in the league helping balance things out. And they looked like the proverbial team that nobody wanted to face, and it fell apart. And those 2 weeks, as it fell apart, clearly soured the team on Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were already beginning to feel soured, and the 2 weeks just nailed the coffin shut. Now, the Indianapolis Colts, who are they going to have at quarterback? What are they going to do next? Who are they going to next? What is their plan to do anything next? Who do they like? Did they see somebody at the combine? Did they call for Jordan Love?
I was just thinking.
What else do they do?
So Adam Schefter is saying that Washington is taking on Wentz's full contract, which has 3 years left at about $22 million per season.
Well, that's very affordable. That is very affordable when you take a look at Dak making double. And Washington was, they were calling on everybody. They were going YOLO on everybody. And the Colts giving up a first rounder for Carson Wentz to show up for 1 year, not make the playoffs, is just brutal. But I guess good on them that they're like, we're getting out. And for Jim Irsay to say, okay, guys, he's got to be, he's got to sit there and say, not a big fan of the way this all worked out, but you're still my guys to help make it better.
They took their shot, didn't work out, and they cut bait.
That's still that's an interesting destination, too. That's a good team.
It's a good team. Good offensive line, good weapons.
Good defense.
Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, good
great
defense.
Running back.
Darius Leonard.
But who's
cool kicker.
I don't know.
That's a team ready-made to win that division, obviously.
I'll just keep throwing out rumors, stuff that I heard.
Make them up, Rich.
No, I'm not making it up. I'll just tell you stuff that I heard in Indianapolis.
Make them up.
That they're going to try and maybe go YOLO for, like, Derek Carr.
That would be awesome for Derek Carr.
Well, I'm just saying that if the Raiders aren't that into Carr, potentially, and I know that that's how many times do we keep saying that? It might be unfortunate.
Like
it might be
now,
untrue, and it may be.
Derek Carr's
but
good.
Just if the Broncos call up Seattle and say, here's everything for Russell, and they're like, sure. Then why can't you go YOLO on somewhere else? And the Washington Commanders, I mean, you want to talk about what door number three is. If door number one was Aaron Rodgers and door number two was Russell Wilson, this is definitely door number three. And good luck. Good luck to them. Where it's Wentz coming and going back into the NFC East.
Guys, what if Tom
what
Brady?
What a trade that is!
What if Tom Brady feels so bad about depriving the Colts of championships for all those years? He goes, you know what? I'm gonna do you a solid. I'm gonna get you one.
You know one place that Tom Brady's not gonna go?
Indianapolis.
Walk past Peyton Manning's statue every day.
Nope.
And then how about Carson Wentz, second overall pick, 2016 draft? Philadelphia goes all in to go get him. Trade up to go get him. He has his best season. He can't finish because his knee's blown out. By the way, Aaron Donald, how many people's Aaron Donald gotten? He's gotten Wentz's knee. Man. He's gotten Breeze's thumb, right? He got Russell Wilson's finger. Just don't cross paths with him. But so it's Wentz, can't finish the season. Foles wins the Super Bowl, is the Super Bowl MVP. Wentz has a fallen out with the Eagles, and Doug Peterson goes from champion coach to out. So does Wentz. The Eagles get a one for him. The Colts cough up the one for him, don't make the playoffs, and now he's on his third team. But $22 million is very affordable. I don't know. Let's just put it this way. I think Broncos fans are much happier today, and that's why you pay that premium for Russell Wilson. You give up 2 threes for Wentz. Well, good luck with that. See what happens there. That's your Heineke upgrade. Carson Wentz, everybody.